Ephesians chapter 1. Let's see. Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According to he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You know you were chosen before the foundation of the world? Do you know that anything that's happened to you and that is happening to you, God knew about it? He knew exactly what he was going to do in that situation. He knew exactly what you were going to do in that situation. And next verse says, according as he had chosen us before him in the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You're without blame. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to his good pleasure. And when it says the word there, having predestinated us, it's the word herozo is part of the word, and it means to limit in advance, to predetermine, to beforehand, to ordain, to predestinate, you know, us unto the adoption of children. And that word for adoption there is a word that means the placing as sons. He placed you as sons. You say, well, yeah, but Oscar, I'm a girl. In Christ, there's neither male nor female. You're a son of God. The sons were the ones who inherited. You're going to inherit just the same. You know, praise the Lord. Now, I'm just going to read you one other thing here, and I'm not going to go into this a whole lot. And this will kind of let you know sort of what I feel like God is doing when it comes to us. You know, this is a story of Stradivarius, okay? Stradivarius was, he created violins, and he created some of the most beautiful sounding violins that were ever made, okay? And his name was Antonio Stradivarius, and he was born in 1644, and he established his shop in Cimarania, Italy, and he made 1,100 instruments in all of the above by current estimate, of which there are 650 of these instruments that have survived. There's only 650. No modern violin maker has been able to replicate Stradivarius's work. We can measure the instruments, varying lengths, a little more than 14 inches, depths 1 1/4 inches, and width even. A marginally talented copyist can make the violin with the specifics of Stradivarius. Yet no one has been able to make an instrument that yields the extraordinary tonal quality of a Strad. Those violins go for millions of dollars. And only the best violin players in the world have them. The violin of Stradivarius's times were treated with a varnish made from resins materials of any type of number of possible plants. We don't know what method Stradivarius used to cook the resins or how long he cooked it, but his translucent sheen lent to the violin's robust whiskey color and may have also enhanced the wood's ability to echo the sound so clearly. Stephen Chase has described Newhouse newspaper, one of violin's greatest of the era. She has been a soloist for some time in the world's greatest orchestras, including the Chicago Symphony and the London Philharmonic. She is owner of 3 Stradivarius violins and said the following about the violins: because of the perfection of Stradivarius has never been matched by another maker, past or present, it makes you think we must be missing something. I've begun to believe that there must be a higher concept, some overriding principle that he abided by, and we must not be able to understand. If we cannot understand how to replicate a great violin, how can we ever fathom the mysteries of God? And I want you to know, God is the master creator. He's the master that takes care of all situations and all circumstances. Each one of you is a masterpiece. He created you. Like I told you for the last couple of weeks, you were gloriously made. You were wonderfully made. There's no one else like you in all the earth. But guess what? He's bringing you to a point where he is perfecting in you to bring you to the point where he can expose himself in you. And when he brings you to that place, you're going to have reached a place of such perfection that the only sound that's ever going to come out of you is going to be so beautiful that nothing can match it. And I want you to know that, you know, you are sons of God. You are sons and daughters of God. Not you will be someday. You are right now. He's still in the process of developing you. He's still in the process of refining you. All of these situations and circumstances that you're going through, he knew them beforehand. He knew exactly what you would go through. He knew exactly what family members could push your buttons and would cause you to cry and that would make you feel bad, and what bosses would give you a hard time. He knew all of those things. And I'm going to tell you what, that was all part of the process of developing you into that masterpiece of an instrument of God. And that's what he's called you to be. And I just want you to know that even with this thing with Stradivarius, they have tried to duplicate that violin. They cannot do it. You know how precisely we can measure things today. Mark can tell you. We can measure things down into the millionths of an inch. And I know that some master craftsmen have probably electronically checked that thing and done everything they could. They cannot reproduce that violin. And you know what? As Stradivarius was a master craftsman, so is God. He's a master craftsman. And your family is in the situations that they need to be in for right now. You need to release them into God. You need to give them to God. And you need to back away and say, Lord, you're the master. You're the Stradivarius of this situation. I'm not going to put my hands on it. I can do a lot of things to form and fashion something to make it look like it's the right thing, but it'll never sound like it did if you put your hand to it. And I'm going to tell you what, that's what we need to do. We need to back off, let God have his way. Let go and let God have his way. And if we'll do that, and I was hearing that over and over and over here, and the scriptures that Clyde was talking about, sons of God, I want you to know that scripture I read you out of Ephesians, you are sons of God. You've been adopted into the very family circle of God. And that word adoption is in there in numerous places if you go through scripture. And it means the placing as sons. And I got news for you. When you go to the orphanage and you get a kid out of the orphanage and you adopt them, they take on your identity the day that you adopt them. They take on your name the day that you adopt them. And I got news for you. You took on the identity of Jesus Christ the day that you gave your life to him, that he adopted you. And each seed is after its own kind. It can't bring forth anything but the glory of God, and it will bring forth the glory of God. Quit telling yourself that you're less than what he says you are. That's not because of you. It's because of him in you, because he's the master craftsman. He's the master builder. Praise the Lord. If you all stand, we'll close in a word of prayer. And I so appreciate everybody sharing today. That was wonderful. And there was a lot of beautiful things said today. And me and Margaret are going to be gone for a couple of weeks. So y'all keep us in your prayers. We're going on vacation. we won't be gone 2 weeks, but we'll be probably gone from church 2 weeks. We'll be gone a week and a day or so. But remember us in your prayers as we travel, and we'll surely be praying for you guys. And I don't know, Cynthia, if you have anything you want to play or not, or if you do, you can. If you don't, it's okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your words, for truly they are spirit and life. I thank you for the sharing of your body here today. I thank you for the beautiful things that were said and even the release that some of them had, Father, in speaking up and sharing what you were laying on their heart. Father, begin to increase this. Cause your body that every joint would supply. Just minister to each heart. And thank you for what you're going to do. And Father, in Jesus' name, we just give you the praise and the glory. And we need to collect the offering because we didn't collect the offering. I forget that a lot of times. A couple of you guys go back, and we're going to go ahead and collect an offering. And anybody that wants to put forgot to put their offering in last week because you weren't here, throw it on in there. The Lord will bless you. Jack, you bless the offering, would you?
Lord, in your name, let all the donations gathered today bless this church in the way that you deem worthy, and thank you for all your touches and the people listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.